This is really scary, I'm not going to lie. I'm quite nervous. So basically, I'm here to talk to everybody kind of about not only my calling, but specifically God's put some really cool opportunities in my life for the next coming year. So basically, we wanted to find a time to kind of just give me the opportunity to share with my church family what's going on and how you can support me in prayer and just, yeah, that's basically why I'm here. If you guys have read my letter, I'm sorry because it's going to be a lot of the same things that I'm saying. So if you're bored, sorry about that. So I also wanted to preface this by saying I am much more of a conversational person. If you guys ever want to come up and ask me a question or talk to me about this, I'm open to that. I would genuinely much rather sit down and have a conversation with every single one of you, but I don't have time for that. So I'm going to start kind of with telling you guys about my calling. And my calling has been something that's been really developed over the past 2 years. And just with, there have been kind of two specific things that I feel God kind of calling me to in my future. And one of them is psychology. I have this passion that formed for psychology, and I think that it glorifies God in a way that is very interesting when we think about it. I've had some people talk to me about psychology, some people having issues with psychology because they think it takes away from the miraculous healing of God, and I think that on the contrary, it shows God's attention to detail. I feel a specific calling with trauma therapy. So I don't want to go too much into detail, but like if any of you have ever seen Inside Out, they have these memories that are like these little orbs. And basically what happens with trauma is a traumatic thing happens and this orb forms and it shatters on the floor. And it goes to all these sections of your mind, and you can never process it the way you need to. And trauma therapy is kind of a way that you're able to sweep up all of these pieces, put it back together, process it, and move on. And when I learned in a basic psychology class about, like, how detailed our brains are, I felt such a calling to God through that because of how attentive he is and how amazing it is that our minds have these miraculous healing capabilities. And so essentially that is what I felt called to in the past year. And specifically, I don't know how this happened. A lot of people have asked me how this happened. I don't know. Just one day I woke up and just had this heart for culturally now what I would consider the least of these, and I have a really big heart for refugees and human trafficking victims and immigrants and all of these people who are considered sojourners, because we hear from the first few chapters of the Bible God's heart for these people. So that's a little bit of my specific calling, but also this summer, the first sermon at Life was a challenge to not be defined by our calling and to not be called to what we do, but to first be called to relationship with Christ. And so that's been a big thing this year, is just growing that relationship so that my calling in other areas can grow. So a lot of you know that I decided to take a gap year. I'm graduating this year, and so I'm taking the next year not off. I'll be very busy, but rather than doing a senior year of high school, I'm doing a couple missions opportunities, and I wanted to share my calling first and foremost, just because I feel in order to understand the importance of some of these opportunities, you guys should know what I'm called to. So the first of these opportunities came up at Life this year. I wasn't called to ministry at Life. I was called to ministry previously, but Life was kind of a security in that. So we went to Life, and I met a very interesting man. I think the first time I ever saw him was at the pool, and I looked at this guy, and he has, like, a man bun and, like, this long beard. Interesting guy. But his name's Dan Bull, and he's the director of youth for the Christian Missionary Alliance. And I didn't really get to have any one-on-one interaction with him at Life, but I went to his seminar for people who are called to ministry, and he invited 400 of us to apply to this internship that that was for any CMA students, and it's essentially just this chance to grow in your spiritual gifts, and we get to travel around. But he said, so I'm inviting about 400 of you, and then he said, I'm going to accept 34 of you. My competitiveness kicked in for a second. I'm not going to lie. There was a part of me that was just like, I want to get this. And I was actually really hesitant to apply because I wanted to know that I'm called to this. I don't just want this for myself. But I left Life. Also, by the way, Life is where I heard that song. I know it was introduced at Council. I don't remember that, I'm not going to lie. So I heard that song at Life, and it really, really touched me, and I've been wanting to introduce it for a while, so I figured I'd introduce it the day that I share. And yeah, thank you, Amanda. But so at Life, I met Dan Bull, but then the next week I go to family camp at Mahaffey and meet him, like actually interact with him. And he invited me again to apply to this, and I felt really secure, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And it was a big thing for me because that would mean I had to give up being a counselor over the summer, and I was really nervous about that. But so to sum up what the training trek is, what it's called, what this is, it's 34 teenagers and a couple chaperones. We will be traveling around the country, growing in our spiritual gifts, and learning how churches not only function, we'll be learning how they plant churches, how they grow churches. And the idea is that we are stretching ourselves. I remember Dan, he asked me to pray before service because I was on worship team that week. And he goes, hey, Katie, you're going to pray. And I go, okay. I get really nervous speaking. I get really nervous. Like, you can ask me to sing. I'll do that. That's great. I love that. But the minute you tell me to speak or to pray in front of people, it is very nerve-wracking for me. And so he could tell, and he talked to me after the prayer and goes, I can tell that that makes you really nervous. And I said, yeah, it does. And he says, we're going to change that. And so basically this internship is an opportunity not only that will look good on applications, and it actually, with the application, it can lead directly into jobs within Vision, which is kind of cool. But the idea is that we stretch every area of our spiritual gifts. And where we're good, we work harder to be even better. But where we aren't so good, we try to stretch ourselves. So this is the first year that this is an official internship. He's always offered it to kind of individual interns, but he wanted to take a group this year. And I'm extremely excited for this opportunity. I graduate, I think, on June 5th, and then I have my graduation party on the 6th, and then I get on a plane to Colorado on the 7th. So that'll be an eventful weekend. So the next opportunity comes this fall, and also, I don't know how much time I have. I'll go quick. But Youth with a Mission is the next opportunity I have. And it's a 5-month service opportunity where basically 3 months is training and 2 months is outreach. So this is also to grow in your spiritual gifts, but specifically with missions. And it's to see where your gifts are and also just learn the basics of sharing the gospel. And so basically the way this training works is it's kind of like college. You have your basic classes that everyone takes, but then you kind of break up into groups and more specifics. So we'll be breaking up into our focus groups, and when we determine what country we'll be doing our outreach in, you start to do language study, and you start to do all these specific things. And that's the gist of YWAM. If I'm being completely honest, I never felt that I would do YWAM. I am a control freak. The idea of not knowing what country I'm going to until maybe a few months before utterly terrifies me, if I'm being honest. But Youth with a Mission, I kind of felt an increased calling to this, and I'm really secure with where I'm at right now. And so all of this to say, I have been very restless when it comes to these opportunities, because naturally with these opportunities, there comes a certain level of not only preparing my heart, but financially preparing. And I have been really anxious about this, but in the past month or so, well, it was right before I actually wrote my missions letter, I felt very clearly God telling me, I don't call you where I will not go. I will not call you to something that I'm not going to provide for. And so, basically, first and foremost, I would love to ask just for prayer for a few specific things. Not only growth during the opportunities that I'm going to be doing, and just personal growth and growth in my faith, and just to be able to take these experiences and get the most out of them. And also just preparation for not only my heart, but the heart of everyone who's going on these trips. But also naturally with this comes financial. And if you are called to give, that's amazing, and I thank you so much. But just prayer, and prayer that the finances will be taken care of, prayer that that won't prohibit, not just me, but that won't prohibit anyone from these opportunities, because they're genuinely amazing. So that's basically a long way of saying thank you for the support that I've already gotten. I know it's really amazing to know that I have a church family that prays for me and that supports me in whatever I do. But I also want to make a commitment. I don't want to ask for support and then never tell you what your support has gone to, what your prayers, what your financial donations. I want you guys to be in the loop, because you supporting me is just as important as me going and doing these things. So there's a break in Youth with a Mission where I get to kind of come back and talk about what I've learned, but I just want to make this commitment now of keeping you guys in the loop, telling you what I'm learning, telling you how God is moving in my life over the summer, over the course of Youth with a Mission. I just want you guys to know what changes are happening in my heart and in my life. And I want to thank you for the support that I've gotten thus far, but I also want to ask for just the prayer and the emotional, spiritual, and if you do feel called, financial support in the coming year. But not really sure how to wrap this up, but thank you guys so much. Thank you for letting me ramble. But, yeah, thank you.